The high school bowl match you're about to hear was first on the air February 5th and 6th, 2022.
Welcome to High School Bowl. As Wendy has announced, we have teams from Silver Creek and Youngsville ready to play in this match. We'll wait no longer. She'll meet the teams and begin round one.
Thank you very much, Dennis. First, let's meet the team from Silver Creek. Could you introduce yourselves, please?
Jake Millar, Jr.
Cameron Carr, Sr.
Carissa Buchanan, freshman.
Michael Dispenza, freshman.
Thank you. The captain for Silver Creek is Carissa Buchanan, and the team is coached by Zach Colson. Now let's meet the team from Youngsville. Could you introduce yourselves, please?
Justin McGranigan, Sr.
Colton Garris, Sr.
Cal Jesperson, freshman.
Charlie Archuleta, freshman.
Thank you. The captain for Youngsville is Justin McGranigan, and the team is coached by Zach Sanford. Here we go, round one, toss up. Finish this line written by Beatrix Potter. Once upon a time, there were four little rabbits, and their names were Flopsy, Mopsy, Cottontail, and... Go ahead, Kale from Youngsville.
Peter.
The audio got a little scratchy there, and I'm not sure you heard the student's answer. It was Peter.
He occurred for 5 points. Here is your bonus, Youngsville. What term defines the money, bond, or other funds which are deposited with a court to ensure the appearance of a defendant at a trial?
That's a bonus. You may just speak your answer.
Bail.
Good for 3 points. Teams, here's your next toss-up question. Jerome Powell has the job now. Janet Yellen and Ben Bernanke had it previously. What is this important post in the United States government?
What is it?
He is the chair of the Federal Reserve System. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. In 221 BC, Xin Shi Huang became the first leader of a unified China. Instead of king, he adopted another title of his own invention, which his successors also used for some 2,000 years. What was that title? Go ahead, Kale from Youngsville.
Emperor.
Good for 5 points. Here is your bonus, Youngsville. It is a choice question. Christmas and three other holidays became official federal holidays by an act of Congress. In what year? Was it 1810, 1830, 1850, or 1870?
1830.
I'm sorry, it was 1870. Teams, here's your next toss-up question. What element on the periodic table am I describing? Atomic weight around 39, density around 0.86 grams per cubic centimeter, and atomic number 19.
Wendy.
It is potassium. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. A controversial issue in the arena of food and farming is GMOs. What specifically does GMO stand for? Go ahead, Justin from Youngsville.
Genetically modified.
I need the O.
Organ.
We'll have to call time.
Silver Creek. Go ahead, Carissa.
Genetically modified organism.
That is correct. Here is your bonus, Silver Creek. It is a choice question. While Egypt may have the biggest reputation for pyramids, the greatest number of them is in what African country? Is it A, Algeria, B, Libya, C, Sudan, or D, Ethiopia?
That's a bonus for Silver Creek. Answer?
Ethiopia.
I'm sorry, it's Sudan. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. In terms of mass or volume, which planet in the solar system is most like the Earth? Go ahead, Jake from Silver Creek.
Mars.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Youngsville. Go ahead, Justin.
Venus.
That is correct. Here is your bonus, Youngsville. It's our first math question. What is 25%? Of 25% of 100.
12.5.
I'm sorry, it's 6.25. Teams, here's your next toss-up question. You are on the outskirts of a major eastern United States city, and you see signs for Dedham, Needham, Waltham, and Framingham. What big city are you near?
No takers.
Boston, Massachusetts. Teams, your next toss-up question is a choice question. A proselyte is someone who is new to a particular A, job, B, country, C, college, or D, faith. Go ahead, Justin, Youngsville.
D, faith.
Good for 5 points. Here is your bonus, Youngsville. This one requires a two-part answer, so listen carefully. Name the rulers of England and France at the time of the Declaration of Independence, July 4th, 1776.
Arthur and
King George III is one.
Answer, please.
Okay. Arthur and King George.
It's George III of England and Louis XVI of France. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. What type of sedimentary rock forms the top rock or cap rock of Niagara Falls? Go ahead, Cameron from Silver Creek.
Shale.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Good guess. Youngsville?
Calcium.
I'm sorry, that's also incorrect. It's limestone. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. Berkshire Hathaway, Inc. is a large United States conglomerate. Who is its chairman and CEO?
No takers.
It's Warren Buffett.
And on that note, we'll end round one of this contest. The current score, Youngsville has 23 points, Silver Creek 5. There's 2 rounds yet to go, and we'll be right back.
Rebroadcast of these high school bowl matches is made possible by Jamestown Community College and the JCC Alumni Association, the Weinberg Financial Group, the Chautauqua County Humane Society, Pepsi, and the Chautauqua Region Community Foundation.
Back for round two of this match. As you heard, Youngsville has 23 points and Silver Creek 5. Just want to say, because it's an unusual situation, that Zach Sanford is the coach for Youngsville today and Zach Colson for Silver Creek. Nice to have all Zachs coaching for this match today. And Natalie Valentine is our volunteer scorekeeper. She's a senior at Titi Ute Community Charter School. They'll be participating in a match to be recorded a little later today at the same location. So Natalie, thank you very much. And here we go with round two of the contest and Wendy Diamond.
Thank you very much, Dennis. I thought you were going to set that up as the Battle of the Zacks. Maybe for round three. Teams, we have some new players, so we will start with our new addition to Silver Creek's lineup. Could you introduce yourself, please?
Isabella Daniels, freshman.
Thank you, and Carissa remains as Silver Creek's captain. And let's head over to Youngsville. Could you introduce yourself, please?
Taylor Tuttle, freshman.
Thank you very much. And Justin remains as Youngsville's captain. So here we go, round two, toss up. We'll start with a choice question. What word is used to define the marking of lines in poetry into feet, indicating the stressed and unstressed syllables? Is it A, quatrain, B, scansion, C, stanza, or D, tetrameter? Go ahead, Jake from Silver Creek.
Stanza.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Go ahead, Youngsville. Justin?
D.
Answer D, you'll recall, was tetrameter.
I'm sorry, that's also incorrect. It's B, scansion. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. What is the name of the mountain range that separates France from Spain?
What is it, Wendy?
It's the Pyrenees. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. If you wanted to see the ancient Greek sculpture known as the Venus de Milo, where would you have to go?
No takers.
You would go to the Louvre Museum in Paris. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. You are on an international tour and you have just been escorted into the office of Prime Minister Naftali Bennett. What nation are you in?
No answer.
It is Israel. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. Scandalous young women of the 1920s who bobbed their hair and wore short skirts were called what? Go ahead, Carissa from Silver
Flappers.
Creek. Good for 5 points. Here is your bonus, Silver Creek. It is a choice question. If something is torpid, is it A, cool, B, hot, C, torpedo-shaped, or D, dull?
Answer?
Dull.
Good for 3 points. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. Name one of the freedoms guaranteed in the Bill of Rights that was temporarily taken away with the passing of the 1798 Sedition Act.
Wendy, name both of them.
Freedom of speech, freedom of the press. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. John Tyler was the 10th President of the United States. James Garfield was number 20. Ronald Reagan was number 40. What president was number 30? Go ahead, Justin, Youngsville.
Andrew Garfield.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Silver Creek. Go ahead, Cameron.
Roosevelt.
I'm sorry, that's also incorrect. It was Calvin Coolidge. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. It's a math question. Name any four of the 6 trigonometric functions. Go ahead, Jake, Silver Creek.
Sine, cosine, tangent, and theta.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Youngsville.
I hear no answer.
Silver Creek, you were so close. Sine, cosine, tangent, cosecant, secant, or cotangent. So close. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. What is the term for the apparent change in frequency and wavelength of a wave that is perceived by an observer moving relative to the source of the waves?
No answer, Wendy.
It's the Doppler effect. Next toss-up question. You are sent by air to make a presentation at Robert Taft Technology High School. A runway problem keeps you from landing at Covington. So you touch down at the Lunken Airport where you see the Ohio River close by. What major city are you going to? Go ahead, Cameron. Silver Creek.
Cincinnati.
Good for 5 points. Here is your bonus, Silver Creek. If the Raptors beat the Lakers, what two cities played in what sport?
That's a bonus. It's a bonus. May I speak to your captain?
Toronto and Los Angeles played in basketball.
Toronto and Los Angeles played in basketball?
Yes, good for 3 points. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. John B. Watson and B.F. Skinner are two of the early researchers into a systematic approach to understanding the choices and actions of human beings. This has come to be known as what? Go ahead, Cameron, Silver Creek.
Psychology.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Good guess. Youngsville?
Here, no takers.
It is behaviorism. Teams. Here is your next toss-up question. A meat stew in light gravy could be called a fricassee. Spell the word fricassee. Go ahead, Justin.
F-R-I-C-U-S-S-Y.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Silver Creek. Go ahead, Cameron.
F-R-I-C-A-S-S-I.
I'm sorry, that's also incorrect. Close. F-R-I-C-A-S-S-E-E.
And on that note, we'll take a break for lunch. No, we'll just take a break at High School Bowl. But listeners, don't go away. Youngsville has 23 points, Silver Creek has 21, and there's one round yet to play. We'll be right back.
The Jamestown Community College Alumni Association provides scholarship support for High School Bowl, a $1,000 reward for 2 years to one student at the championship school each year in high school bowl. Similarly, the Chautauqua Region Community Foundation provides a $500 scholarship to the second place school in high school bowl every season.
Exciting match. Youngsville has 23 points. Silver Creek has 21 here at high school bowl. I'm going to get out of the way and go right to round three. Here again is Wendy Diamond.
Thank you very much, Dennis. We have returning players. Michael Dispenza returns to Silver Creek's lineup. Carissa remains as Silver Creek's captain. And Colton Garris has returned for Youngsville's lineup. And Justin McGranigan remains as Youngsville's captain. So without any further ado, here we go. Round three, toss up. What latitude is the North Pole? Go ahead, Michael. Silver Creek.
Zero.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Youngsville?
No takers.
Other direction, it's 90 degrees north latitude. Teams, here's your next toss-up. It's a math question. What is the mathematical term for the part of the quadratic formula under the square root sign? Go ahead, Jake from Silver Creek.
2a.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Youngsville? Go ahead, Charlie.
Base.
I'm sorry, that's also incorrect. It's discriminant. Teams, here is your next toss-up. It's a choice question. If someone makes a moot point, is that point A, truthful, B, purely academic, C, certainly false, or D, meaningful? Go ahead, Justin, Youngsville.
C.
Answer C was certainly false.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Silver Creek. Go ahead, Cameron.
D.
Say that again, please.
D.
Answer D was meaningful.
I'm sorry, that's also incorrect. A moot point is purely academic. B. Teams, here is your next toss-up. This was the first regulatory agency ever set up by the federal government in 1887. Its job was to regulate bus and truck companies and railroads. It was dissolved into other agencies in 1995. What was this agency called? Go ahead, Youngsville. Justin.
Department of Transportation.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Good guess. Silver Creek.
I hear no takers.
It was the Interstate Commerce Commission. Teams, here is your next toss-up. What's the common nickname for the Canadian dollar coin? Go ahead, Cameron from Silver Creek.
A loony.
That is good for 5 points. And Silver Creek, here is your bonus question. It's a choice question. Which of the following is closest to Lebanon? Is it Cyprus, Crete, or Malta?
Answer, please.
Crete.
I'm sorry, it's Cyprus. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. This particular igneous rock is characterized by its black, glass-like appearance. Go ahead, Colton from Youngsville.
Obsidian.
Good for 5 points. Here is your bonus, Youngsville. Invented in 1731, this navigation tool became essential to sailors around the world because it could determine the angle between the horizon and a celestial body, helping to plot a ship's latitude and longitude. What's the tool?
Compass.
I'm sorry, it's a sextant. Teams, here is your next toss-up. It's a math question. What is the square root of 9,801? 9801. Go ahead, Cameron from Silver Creek.
99.
Good for 5 points. Here is your bonus, Silver Creek. What no longer practiced science involves using magic and primitive chemistry to change elements into gold?
Answer, please.
No answer.
It's alchemy. Teams, here's your next toss-up question. In what Asian nation would you find 8 of the 10 highest mountains in the world? Go ahead, Justin from Youngsville.
China.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Silver Creek. Go ahead, Cameron.
Japan.
I'm sorry, that's also incorrect. It's Nepal. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. This requires a two-part answer, so listen carefully. In the Canadian Football League, there are more players on the field for each team and fewer downs to gain 10 yards. How many players per team and how many downs to gain 10 yards? Go ahead, Justin from Youngsville.
12 and 3.
Good for 5 points. Youngsville, here is your bonus question. In architecture, what are the functional and often decorative structures, including transoms, that carry weight above an opening, such as a door or a window?
It's a bonus. You
Get it. A keystone?
A keystone?
I'm sorry, it's a lintel. Teams, here is your next toss-up. What is the meaning of the Latin phrase, caveat emptor? Go ahead, Jake from
Buyer Beware.
Buyer Beware is correct. Here is your bonus, Silver Creek. What literary term is being defined here? The plan by which the author introduces, develops, and resolves the conflict.
That's a bonus if you shoot your captain.
Plot.
Good for 3 points. Teams, here's your next toss-up. It's a math question. What is the distance between the points quantity 3, 2, and quantity 15, negative 3?
No answer.
The distance is 13. Teams, your next toss-up is a choice question. Most of the battles on the Western Front during World War I were fought on the soil of which nation? Belgium, Britain, France, or Germany? Go ahead, Cameron from Silver Creek.
Belgium.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Youngsville?
France.
That is correct.
So we have 5 additional points to add for Youngsville. And in the closest to finishes at the buzzer, this is a 1-point match. Silver Creek has won the contest 39-38. We'll take a breath and be back in a moment.
That was wonderful.